Okay, we're moving on from Hodu. We didn't really finish Hodu, but you can never finish Hodu, so let's just move on. And right after Hodu is Mizmar Lasoda, small, very powerful Kapitel Tilim. Simon, it's a Kapitel Kuf in Tehillim. Mizmar Lasoda, this is just the history of it is that. The Gemara tells us, Mishnah tells us, Arba Tzrichin Lahaydois, that there are four. Why has everyone said everywhere except for here? It's like very complicated here. There are four people that need to give thanks to, they have a chiyuv to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Arba Tzrichin Lahaydois, what we call a benching goymol. So they are, let's just go over to Halacha very quickly. Who are the four that need to give Hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Everybody has to give Hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they have a chiyuv to give Hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakayim, they had to bring a carbon toida. So they are Cholosh and Isrape, Chavosh Yatzah Mibeis HaAsurim. Third one is Oivrei Hayam, if you cross the sea, and Oivrei Midbarais. Right? Those are the four. What? A what? That's a cholah. That's a cholah in Israel. She's not saying a goymel for him giving birth, but because she was a cholah, she was besakana. The Torah says, I believe the Torah bridge, Darshe Rishumais Omer V'chol HaChayim Yeducha Sela. The Chayim is Chole Yotzim Yibes HaAsurim Yorde Hayam and Mem is Mitbar. So it's harder to remember what the Chayim stands for than it is to remember. That's supposed to help us remember. So those are the four people that give Hodah. In the base of Migdash, bring a carbon taida. That's what a carbon taida is. Somebody feels they have to bring carbon taida, they bring carbon taida. And it's important to remember what that is. Like, while we're here, I just want to mention, because a lot of people always ask, do I have to bench goyimel? Do I have to bench goyimel? It's probably one of the more common shilas. So you don't bench goyimel for almost being besakana. It's a very interesting thing that if a person, God forbid, is... like almost in a car accident. That's what I always hear. Like I almost got, like it's unbelievable. A guy missed a guy by a second. You know, almost in a car, life-threatening car accident. So you don't bench goymel for being almost besakana. You don't bench goymel. Whereas if you fly in a plane over an ocean, you bench goymel. So even though this was much more traumatic than flying in the plane, but it's got nothing to do with trauma. It has to do with if you're in the yam. You know, if you're flying over the yam. You're really a dead duck, except for the fact that the airplane is keeping you alive. Like you're being kept alive by technology. Does that work? if the technology would stop, so would you. There would be no ability to. Whereas if you're walking down the street, so you're not pisakala elabai. You almost got hit by a, you know. Is the famous story, I'll just repeat it because I can't resist, but the famous story of Rav Sternbach, somebody said to him that he was, I think the story was that he was waiting for a bus and he missed the bus and the bus went another 100 meters and the bus blew up a terrorist bomb by Elena. And so he wanted to, he almost got on the bus, so he wanted to bench Goymel. So Rav Sternbach told him that he also had a maisa like that, that his wife was doing his laundry, and she took, they live on a high floor in Harnof at that time anyway, and she hung his pants from the line, you know, like between two buildings. They had a clothing line, it was like five flights in the air, and then the pants fell down, he says, and it was a mazel that I wasn't wearing them at the time. So that was his shot, and almost is not a sakana. So if you're besakana, so you're besakana. So if a person's besakana, you're Bebeis Asurim, you're a Chayla. So those people have to bench Gomel. And while you're bringing the carbon, as it is, so David HaMelech already wrote a special Mizmar that you're supposed to say, Mizmar L'Soida. This is a Mizmar that you say, not the Kohanim say, that you say while you're bringing while the carbon charge is being brought for you, actually, while that Avodah is being done. You say Mizmar L'Soida, there was probably a Niggun that went with it, and maybe the Levium helped him with the Niggun, but this was the Mizmar L'Soida today. And we don't have this ability to bring a carbon taida any longer, so we bench Gomel. It's interesting, a carbon taida, you never just have a carbon taida, you never bring on Shabbos, and you don't bring a carbon taida on Pesach because it has chametz in it, the carbon taida. But nevertheless, we do bench Gomel on Shabbos, Dafka. Some people wait Dafka for Shabbos to bench Gomel, and certainly we bench Gomel on Pesach if need be. So the pshat is that's just, those are side things to it. But at some, you have to give Hodah, but you can't because you can't bring a carbon. But now that we don't have to bring a carbon, we can bench Gomel. So that's what Mizmar L'Soida is. This is the Mizmar that David HaMelech wrote for the purpose of bringing a carbon Toida. And the Chazal that created the Seder of the Siddur decided we should say it every single day. Like Moda Ani Lefanecha, we should say Todah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single day, because there's not and this is a very interesting thing, which the Pesach can bring LaHalacha, that a lot of times, like, a person feels that they should bench Gomel, but LaHalacha, they're really not supposed to bench Gomel. So, you know, what should they do? Well, so one eighth is, Poskim say to bench Gomel without a bracha. Just take a few people around you and just say Baruch HaGomel L'chayav and Tov V'shigvani Kol Tov. Another eighth is to say that the Poskim bring, I believe the Beis Yosef even says, to say Mizmar L'Soida with a lot of Kavanah, an extra time, besides for davening. But since everybody has all their trials and tribulations in life, so it's in the Siddur every single day, and every day we have to give, sort of bring this carbon toida to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mizmar L'Soida, even though we weren't oiver in any particular sakana. Life is a sakana. Kach Gazru Chachamim, that you say Mizmar L'Soida every single day. And here, what's the Mizmar? The Mizmar is, it's a short but powerful Mizmar, actually. Hariu LaHashem Kol Ha'aretz. Everybody in Hariu, what does Hariu mean? Lashon Trua, right, which means?
Shout out.
Like to shout out. Even though, you know, Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Teruah, and the Targum says Yom Yevavah. And Yevava, so Yevava means to cry out, not to shout out, like to cry. Yevava, you know, when we say a tekiya is a kol pashut, you know, it should be very pashut. Ooh, shouldn't even do it like in Balabatim. Like, ooh, like, you're not supposed to do that. It's supposed to be a kol pashut. Ooh, but a trua, which is the main thing, so sandwiched in between those tekiyas, is a Yevava, the Targum says. Yom Teruah, Yom Yevava, supposed to sound like a cry, Dafka. So then there's different types of cries. You know, we have some people cry like, some people cry, like, there's different types of cries. Taimanim cry differently. So there's different types of truas that are out there. So it's interesting that Hariyu is really, in this case, a lashon of Simcha. Which is a bit of a pella, I just want to point out. But Hariyu LaHashem Kol Ha'aretz. Yivdu as Hashem b'simcha, Boyo Lefanav Bernana, different lashon of simcha, Du Ki Hashem Hu Elokim, Du Ki Hashem Hu Elokim. So the Sfarim, most notably, I believe, the Shaloh HaKadosh, who learns the whole Siddur, and therefore most of Tehillim, Pikabola says something which is for everybody. He says that there's four lashonos here. There's a lashon of Hariyu, there's a lashon of Ivdu, there's a lashon of Bo'u, and a lashon of Du'u. Those are the four verbs. And they're four different things. It's not just poetry. It's four different things that one who wants to thank you to Hashem has to do. First of all, Hariyu, Ivdu, Bo'u, and Du'u. So the Shalosh says, you know, so it's interesting to me that sometimes, like, if you learn like a little bit of a Kabbalistic concept, it sort of mixes you up, but sometimes it makes things so clear and so pasha. I think this is the latter. I think it makes it more pasha. Everybody knows that there's Arba Olamos. Does everybody know that? There's Arba Olamos. I mean, there's Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. So it's a very simple thing. What this means, and what it means, that Atzilus means Eitzel, that's the highest world, Eitzel Hashem, like Eitzel, like it's right near Hashem. Asiya is Lashon Maaseh, that's the world we live in, where we, you know, where you go and you buy tomatoes and fix your car. That's the world of Asiya. And in between you have Bria and Yetzira, Abiya, Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya. What the importance of it is that we know that HaMachadesh B'tuvai B'chol Yoy Maaseh B'Reishis, because Baruch Hu is constantly creating and recreating the world. But and it goes through this sort of assembly line where everything that Hashem creates is the world of Ruchnias. It doesn't have any shape. It doesn't have taste. It doesn't have smell. But it goes from the world of Atzilus. Atzilus is happening all the time, every second. And then it goes into the world of Bria, and the world of Yetzira, the world of Asiya. I spoke about it last week in Hodu, of Hashem Oz La'amo Yitein. The union of Oz. So everything that's created, let's say it clear. Everything that's created, it's like imagine you were creating something in your workshop. I think this is the best way to understand it. If you're creating something in your workshop, first you have an idea, which is like totally ruchani, it doesn't have any gashrias to it at all. And then maybe you'll draw it up on a piece of paper. And then maybe you'll make a model of it, you know, to get an idea out of cheap material. And then you'll make it. Let's just say, I don't know if that's true, I don't have a workshop, but let's say that's the Seder Advar. So you have Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, where things become more gashmius, if you will. So I just want to talk about these Olamos for 1 minute and then show you, or at least begin to show you how it works into how the Shalosh says that this is what this whole chapter in Tilim is really about. But when it comes to these Olamos, here's the words. Remember, Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. Abia. That's the best way to remember. Aleph, with ends of the nine. Asiya. When we daven Shachris, we say Yotzer Or Borei Choshech. Yotzer Yetzira. Borei Choshech. So it comes out that Or is in the world of Yetzira, and Lila Choshech is in the world of Bria. So which is closer to Hashem? You listening? Choshech is closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's interesting. Light is closer to us, and Choshech is closer to Hashem. Now we always say Vayi Erev Vayi Boker, because light is further away. Vayi Erev Bereisha Chashucha Lashon Chazal Bereisha Chashucha V'Hadr Nahayra. Starts off with Choshech. And it goes to, we hear this since we're kids, it goes to Or. Everybody knows the night comes before day. Right? By us, it's a Pella that the Goyim don't know this. Like, why don't they know this? Everybody knows the night comes before the day. It doesn't naturally come before the day. The day starts during the day. The night is tonight. So, but when we're stopping, experiencing Arbor and keeping Shabbos and doing all these things, the night comes before the day. So if the night comes before the day, why do we say Yotzer Or Uvarei Choshech? Good kasha. We should say Borei Choshech V'Yotzer Or. Let's go in order of the Bria. So the answer is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we're talking about Hashem, so yes, his Bria, Vayihi Erev, Vayihi Boker. He's an Atzilus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Atzilus, Vayihi Erev, Bria, Vayihi Boker, Yetzira. Everybody with me? Has more form. But when we're davening, we're trying to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're climbing up the ladder. So we say Asiya first, which is everything until Birchas Kriya Shema. And then we work up our way to Yotzer Or. And then we go up to Borei Choshech. This is what's significant about this is that the higher up you get, the darker it gets, doesn't get lighter, it gets darker. You would think it gets lighter, everything becomes clearer, there's more clarity. So here I'll tell you a chiddush that that I learned from a decorator, that really I did, that I had in America, I had like a tiny little vestibule. So I said, this room is like too small. People are going to come in here and they're standing and they feel like it's a very small room. So she says, okay, what we'll do is, this is the days I use decorator, is she put up wallpaper in this vestibule that was not white, because everyone knows white makes a room bigger, right? No, she put up like midnight blue, like deep black almost, like with black. So I said, I'm thinking the room is too small, not that the room is too big. Why are you making it even smaller? You have these black rooms around you. So she said to me, this guy, she said to me, well, she says, when you look up to the sky during the day, do you see the stars? So I said, no. She says, why? They're there. Why don't you see them? Because light is an obstruction. Whereas darkness, midnight, the darker it is, the more stars you see. So what it means is that you actually see, your vision goes further in the dark than it does in the day. You buy this? You get it? Like, in other words, like there's the sky at night never ends, whereas the sky during the day, it sort of like has a tikra to it. So when we talk about choshech being a madrega higher than or, what we're talking about is more clarity. It's more clarity actually in choshech than there is in or. So what, as we climb up, we say yotzer or. Uvore choshech, we go from Yetzirah to Bria, almost touching the Kisei HaKavod in the world of Atzilus. This is a very important teachings of the Arba Elamais. And you know, during the day, so we say MS after Shema, we say MS v'yatziv v'nachayim v'kayim v'yasher v'neman v'ol v'chavi v'nachla. At night we say MS v'emuna, one word. MS v'emuna kol zayis. You know, it's a simple thing that when you have emuna, when you come to Lila, that forces us to have emuna. When you have emuna, you see much further than you can see when you think things are clear. So everything is kind of upside down. So that's the shot in the Arba Elamais. What's happening here, and I just want to finish off the Machshava tomorrow, but I just want to just start off. These four Lashonos, says the Shulchan Kadosh, are the Lashonos of the four Elamais, starting from the bottom up. Take a look. Hariu Lashem Kol Haaretz. This is not for Jews. By the way, all these Arba Elamais are not for Jews. It's for everybody. Just we happen to know the secret. Like everybody's in the same boat. You know, we're all in the same world. But Hariu Lashem Kol Haaretz. And it works up. Kol Haaretz means everybody. And but that's the lowest Madrega. And that's where you have a Yevava. Because why are things bad happening? Why did this happen to me that I have to bring a korban taita? Like, in other words, yes, I'm thankful that I didn't die in this car accident, Chas v'Shalom, but I also wanted to have a car like Makarapo, like a person. Oh, I was in Nepal today. You have to bench Goimel, right? So, what? Why did this happen? That's a trua. That's the Yom Trua where we're trying to sort out Or v'Choshech. That's our shot in this world. Where it's the world of Aura, but there's no clarity, ironically. There's no clarity. We come to the highest level, the world of Atzilus, is, and we have to explain it, in between you have Yivdu HaShem and Simcha, we're climbing up higher, Bo Lefanav Birnana, we're in the world of Bria, Bo Lefanav Birnana. But I just want to say this, that the highest Madrega is Du'u, Das, Deya. What does it say? What does the pasuk say when Mashiach comes? Umala, Haaretz, Deya. Right. The Deya is the Deya means that you. Das means that there's no good, there's no bad. You get it. Everything makes sense after walking through the midnight sky. Everything makes sense with Das. It's like we say, simple pshat. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu. So Hashem Yudkei Vavkei is always Midas Harachamim. Elokeinu is always Midas Adin, Ki Yadua. So Hashem Elokeinu. So it's two different things. So what's the statement? Hashem Echad. I'm Tokas Adinim. Hashem Echad is that when you come, those are also the Arba Elamais. By the time you get to, this is Hashem, this is Echad, Midas Adin, Midas Arachamim. So confusing, but the Madrega they have to get to every time you say Shema in life is Hashem Echad, that I could put the Hashem and the Elokeinu all into one place. That's called Das. Chachma Bina Das. Das is where everything comes together, and it's like a eureka moment. You know, whoa, now I get it. Now I get it. So sometimes in this world it's hard to get. Maybe 20 years after something happens, tells a story, to take time. But when a person reaches the level of Das, everything becomes clear. And here's the person who's bringing a Korban Todah because he just went through a serious situation here. Arba Tzrichim L'Hoidai. So he went through a serious situation. He has to work, David HaMelech tells us, the Shlomo explains, David HaMelech has to work through the system, the spiritual system and his mental system, where he gets to the point of Du'u, and look at the words, Ki Hashem, Hu Halikim. See it? Hashem Alekeinu, Hashem Echad. Hashem, Hu Halikim. The Rachamim, the Din, and that's how we end Yom Kippur also. Hashem, Hu Halikim. That there is no difference between the Shemais once you get to the point of Echad. And that's where we have to get to when we bench Goyma, Goyma L'chayovim, L'chayovim, Toivois, Shigmalanu Koltu. Chayovim, Toivois. Okay, we'll finish that off tomorrow.